The word of God which we consider this morning is recorded in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Chaplain Malstead called me very early this morning and announced that he didn't think that he was able to get out of bed today, and I think that he probably hadn't been washing his hands often enough. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul points out that the fourth commandment is the first commandment with a promise. In fact, it's the only one with a promise attached to it. And he also adds something that we don't hear in the words that were given to Moses as the fourth commandment. Added in these words is, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. Now, all of that is a stern warning to those who would emphasize the other person's obligation to obedience, and who yet would rule or govern cruelly and without kindness and love. And that leads others into sin, the sin of dishonoring authority. God blesses obedience, and he blesses no less loving, kind, and faithful rule. Now, we consider the fourth commandment today because in the second week of Epiphany, the gospel is about the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple. And if you remember that gospel lesson, first Jesus expresses his duty to his Father, the Almighty God. Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? But then he went home and, as the gospel says, was subject to his earthly parents. Now, our first response to that act of our Lord Jesus is perhaps awe and wonder. He reminds his parents, as he must, that he is the Son of God, the very God of the Most High himself. But then he suppresses his office as the Lord of the universe, and he obeys these humble earthly parents who have been set over him and of whom yet he is the Lord. But as we look further at his obedience, and as we hear again the fourth commandment, that awe and wonder starts to turn into fright and frustration and anguish and despair. We are reminded that this is a commandment that's accompanied by the promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Which of us, from your age to mine, doesn't have to wonder then what a great debt we have created because we have far, even as little children, exceeded the age that we deserve? In fact, if that were the accounting method, we would owe years to God for letting us live in spite of our persistent and willful disobedience to parental and all other authority. To make it clear that this is a two-way street, then we also have to call attention again to what St. Paul adds here. Parents, provoke not your children to wrath. And certainly that belongs to the moral law of honoring authority just as much as honor your parents. This commandment actually strikes at the very heart of the human condition. In that way, since it's not just one sin among many. Think especially what this commandment says. Obey, submit your will to the one who has authority over you. That is a God-given authority. But all, ever since Adam and Eve, have at the bottom of it lusted after the power and authority that belongs to somebody else. By our disobedience, not only do we reject the authority that has been placed over us, but we covet it. We want that authority for ourselves. Adam and Eve disobeyed God that they might be gods themselves, as Genesis says. That is what has always been at the heart of my acts of disobedience, to whichever authority has been placed over me. And that's the corruption that afflicts the human condition. Remember how St. Paul expresses it. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. In fact, all sin is disobedience and is the barrier between me and God. The desire of my heart to have it for myself, the honor and the authority of my parents, of my employer, my government, and my God. That's my answer to God. So is it then any wonder that this is the commandment that has the promise connected to it? Honor your father and your mother and all authority, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Long on the earth. If men once lived 900 years on the earth, can 70, 80, or 90, or even 100 be considered long on the earth? Now, St. Paul, however, did not stop there with that one by one man's disobedience, but he went on to say, by one man's obedience, many were made righteous. Without his perfect obedience, the word of God's will, the commandment that we honor those with authority over us, that it may be well with you, that would be worth nothing but to provoke eternal despair. But if there is this one thing that we know about Jesus from his birth to the beginning of his ministry, that the 12-year-old Jesus, the God of the Most High, obeyed his parents, what does that say? It drives us to look not at what we do over against him, but it drives us to look at what he does for us. By the obedience of the one man, many were made righteous. We are pointed also to what St. Paul wrote to the Philippians. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. And that is the full and the total obedience to the will of the Father, the God of all grace, which saves us. The obedience of my flesh always is in the hope of reward and the fear of punishment. And any desire I have to be obedient leads only to frustration and despair in my life. But there is nothing in my obedience that is pleasing to God. But my Lord's obedience, exhibited in the obedience that he showed in the fourth commandment, and seen in the fullest sense in his obedience to death, that covers all of my disobedience. God covers that disobedience over all of my weakness, and extends the gracious covering of Christ's obedience. That is his gift. And as a child of God, I therefore live in obedience, not out of my strength, but out of his, obedience to his word, to the human authority he places over me, because I know that he has removed the curse of my disobedience, and that his blood continues to cleanse me of my sins, and also against the fourth commandment. To him alone be the honor and the glory. Amen, for Jesus' sake.